For indeed the Lord will say to you tonight, my people, if you can believe, all things are possible. But if you doubt in your heart, then you will always look to the limitations, and you will look to self. But if it is the desire of your heart to walk before me like the saints of old, then I will accomplish this and I will work this. For the outpouring and the latter rain of the Spirit in the last days is that you may walk before Almighty God. You may walk in His presence and know the way that He leads and guides and directs you. You will not question Him. You will not be confused by Him. For by His Spirit He will lead you in assurance, in peace, in quietness. He's training each one of you to know His voice, His presence. And He is delivering you that you may have faith, confidence in His presence, and not doubt His presence, says the Lord. Indeed, this is the work He's doing in the last days before He returns. He will have a remnant again, a people again, a bride who's making herself ready, walking before her Lord and Saviour. But this is how she makes herself ready, by His presence. Do not doubt, do not fear. Simply believe that that work which He has begun, He will accomplish and finish in your lives. But if it's your desire to walk in His presence, then He will work and accomplish this. And He will empower for this. He will enable you for this. It is not by you striving or trying to do this. He's not saved you to try, but simply be and believe in His presence. Let the fullness of the Godhead nourish, sustain, and keep each one of you, that you decrease, that He increases. Only His love can embrace the unlovable. Only His Spirit can cleanse the disease, the lepers. Only His presence can call those to walk and follow Him as disciples. It is not by your efforts, by your achievements, by your good ideas and intentions. You know nothing, says the Lord, unless I reveal by my Spirit to each of you. And the humble and the base will hear, because the humble and the base wait in my presence. And they wait for the Master's voice in which to speak. And that is what I'm working within each one of you. And yes, some of you are going through deep trials and fiery trials, but they are to teach you and show you that my presence is with you in whatever you go through. And my presence is that you might walk before Almighty God. So do not look to your circumstances, because it will always be contrary to how the Lord is working. But continue to listen to my word, continue to seek me in prayer, waiting upon me, coming together in fellowship and unity, coming into my presence, says the Lord, there I am perfecting and working with you, so that you may come, each of you, into maturity, ready to function, to minister, as the body of Christ should. Don't look to each other, but look to me. For as you look to me, so your life, your strength, your encouragement, your support, everything and more will come as you look to me and me alone. Do not look to the world, for it will only give you gratification for a while. It will stimulate you for a while, but it will begin to deceive you and draw you away, and you will think that that is the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit has come into your lives for you to look to Jesus and to glorify Him and Him alone. Anything else that is taking your eyes away from Jesus and walking before Almighty God is another spirit and not of my spirit. So be discerning in these end times. Be on your guard. Ever continue to overcome by the blood of the Lamb, being washed by my word, so that you can and will remain in my presence, says the Lord.